SRN News. I'm Tayshia Stevens. Terror group Hamas frees 12 hostages and Israel releases 30 Palestinian convicted criminals on the fifth day of a ceasefire in the Gaza war. Pentagon Press Secretary Brigadier General Pat Ryder says there's a priority for the U.S. in the conflict.
Within the contours of understanding the importance of protecting civilian lives, innocent civilian lives, while at the same time going after the terrorist group Hamas that inflicted pain and suffering not only on the Israeli people but on the Palestinian people, that will continue to be a priority for us.
Also at SRNnews.com, new license plates in Kansas are being pulled from production. Ed Donahue explains.
The plates are mostly gold with some blue. The bottom features the first half of the Kansas state motto, "To the Stars." Kansas Governor Laura Kelly is stopping production. The descriptions of the plates include the words ugly and drab. Chris Kobach, the state's Republican attorney general, tweeted, "The design looks like a New York plate." A driver quoted by a Kansas City TV station says it looks like the black and gold colors of the University of Missouri, once the arch nemesis of the University of Kansas. Kelly initially praised the new design as promoting the state's optimism. She promises an eventual public vote on several possible license plate designs. I'm Ed Donahue.
Millions of people on the East Coast are facing freezing temperatures as a cold front hits the region. The National Weather Service says high temperatures are expected to be as much as 20 degrees below average in parts of the Midwest, Ohio Valley, and Great Lakes, as well as areas on the East Coast. The Rockefeller Center Christmas tree lighting is happening Wednesday night. This year's tree is 80 feet tall. It's a Norway spruce, 43 feet wide, weighs about 12 tons. It will be lit by over 50,000 multicolored LED lights and topped by a 9-foot star. This is SRN News. The Canadian government condemns Christmas.
The country's Human Rights Commission says letting everybody take the holiday off is an example of, quote, present-day systemic religious discrimination. The HRC says because the government recognizes a Christian holiday, it is discriminating against everybody else. A report from the commission adds that, quote, religious intolerance is deeply rooted in our identity as a settler colonial state. It does not appear, however, that Canada will be canceling Christmas this year. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Hamas attack on Israel and the anti-Israel rallies that followed have rattled Jews living in Europe. In Germany, Jewish school students no longer wear uniforms and field trips have been canceled. In other countries, Jews are no longer calling taxis and hesitate to allow deliveries to be delivered. Hebrew speaking in public is also fading, and a growing number of European Jews wonder if they should move to Israel. This is SRN News. Google is announcing an energy breakthrough.
Google says an advanced geothermal project has started pumping carbon-free electricity into the Nevada electric grid to feed Google data centers there. Google and Houston-based Fervo Energy partnered to develop next-generation geothermal power that runs 24 hours a day. Fervo says getting electrons onto the grid for the first time is a milestone that many new energy companies never reach. Rich Thomason reporting.
Arkansas Attorney General Tim Griffin is rejecting the language used in a ballot initiative pushing for a proposed abortion rights amendment. The group for AR People wants to create the Reproductive Health Care Amendment, which challenges the state's abortion ban. A.G. Griffin said the title of the ballot is misleading and partisan, and he says the usage of the word health and access is lacking clarity. More on these stories at SRNnews.com.